So we're holding now by the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Many shuls are annoyed to say this. I was never sure exactly why this is more chashuv than the other parts of the Karbanos that many shuls say it. Say specifically Rabbi Shmuel Omer, even though they don't say Karbanos. And I came to the conclusion that the reason why they say it is because they just want to end off the Karbanos in order to say the Kaddish Darabanan. So you have to end with something. So they end with what's the last in the city with Rabbi Shmuel Omer and the Yiratzen, and like this they're able to say the Kaddish Darabanan. But really, even though many shuls say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, it's only a miyuta to miyuta that understand what they're talking about. And as we've quoted from the Mishnah Berurah, to say these parts of davening and not understand it is basically worthless, because the point of saying it is to be a limud haTorah. And if that's the case, limud haTorah is only if you understand what you're saying. So therefore, it's very important to go through it just to get the basic taich over here. So the source again, the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun, in Archaim Simen Nun, it says every day that we say the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel in order to learn Gemara. It's part of a Medrash, but the Shulchan Aruch says Medrash ki Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simen Nun says what we just said, that if Medrash is ki Gemara, it's only if a person knows what it's talking about. So therefore, we have to learn what the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel actually means. Now, but this is, in other words, every day we're supposed to learn Torah, Mishnah, right? Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. So because of Mikra, we say the Parsha Satamid, the Parsha of other Kabbanas. Because of Mishnah, so we say the Mishnais of Ezum Mekayman. And now we say Gemara, we say this Medrash, this Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is Kigemara. So now what exactly is the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel? 13 Midos, Sha'atayu, Nedrashas, Behen. What exactly is this Braisa and why do we say it over here? So what the Braisa is actually an introduction to a Medrash called Teiras Koyanim. There's a Medrash on Sefer Vayikra called Teiras Koyanim. This is not a Medrash with a lot of interesting stories like Medrash Rabbah and Medrash Tanchuma and other exciting Medrashim. This is a Medrash of drushes, basically dry drushes that are deriving halachas. You say this, a lot of halachas, Teiras Koyanim is throughout Sefer Vayikra, important halachas, lagabi kabanois, and other things that are learned out from the psukim. Even though the psukim sometimes write the kitzer, but with the drasha, you could learn out a lot of important dinim. And these, the medrash that brings down all these dinim and the drashas is called Teiras Koyanim, also known as Sifra. Similar medrash on Bamidbar and Devarim, that's called Sifri. If you've heard of Sifra and Sifri, that's what this is. But the Sifra is Teiras Koyanim, and the introduction to the Teiras Koyanim is the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The introduction to this whole medrash called Teiras Koyanim on Sefer Vayikra is the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rishonim that have a pirish on the Teiras Koyanim, like the Rash Mishans and the Ravid, they also have a pirish on the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to be going through their pirish. That the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel is brought as an introduction to the Teiras Koyanim. Now, why Taka? This is the introduction. What connection does this have to Teiras Koyanim? So the Ravid, as we said, the Ravid has a pirush on Teiras Koyanim. So right there in the beginning, on the introduction of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says, because most of the halachas of the Teiras Koyanim are derived from the 13 rules that I mentioned over here. They're learned out from Kal V'chomer, Gzeirah Shavah, Ben Yenav, all these things that we're about to learn. So since Teiras Koyanim, which says all the important dinim about Karbanos, that is learned out with most of these klalim, most of these rules. So therefore, as an introduction, we lay down the foundation and we set the building blocks to understand all these drushas. Tells you exactly all the rules, what makes a proper drusha and a valid drusha, and what is not a good drusha. So that's why that's an introduction to Teiras Koyanim. Why do we say this in the morning? That explains why it's a braisa of Teiras Koyanim. Why an introduction to Teiras Koyanim. But why do we say this in the morning? So Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yonkar, who is the Rebbe of the Ramban, who we've quoted before, he has a pirush on Siddur, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yonkar says that the reason why we say this, we're supposed to say a Gemara, or Medrash ki Gemara. So why dafka do we choose this one? He says, Lefisha kol ha-Torah kula teluya ba'em. These kol ha-Torah kula, the entire Torah, is teluya ba'em. It's not merely an introduction to the Teiras Koyanim, but it's actually the building blocks of kol ha-Torah kula. Every aspect of Torah is a lot of halachas are derived from Kal V'chomer, Gzeirah Shavah, Binyan Av, these things that we're going to learn about. So therefore, we say it every day when we want to start learning Gemara, there's nothing more appropriate than starting with the Yud Gimel Midas, which is the building blocks of the drashas of Chazal, which makes up most of the dinim within Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yochai says. Lofisha kol ha-Torah kula tuluya b'hem. Most of the Torah, all areas of the Torah, have many dinim that are learned out from these 13 rules, and therefore we say it in the morning. And the Torah in Siman Nun adds that it's not just that we're supposed to say it every morning, but we say it specifically following the Karbanos, because, as we said, the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel is a Haktama to Teres Koyanim, which teaches us most of the Dinei HaKarbanos. So over here, after we say the Karbanos, so here's where it's the Malkum to learn the Gemara, to say this Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, which teaches us most of the Dinim of Karbanos, which follow in the Teres Koyanim. Okay. The Torah says that we say it after Karbanos. The connection that it has to Karbanos is because it's the introduction to Teres Koyanim, which teaches us most of the dinam of the Karbanos in Sefer Vayikra. So therefore, we say dafka this limud because, as the Rebbe of the Ramban says, it's such an integral part of understanding the basics of drashas of the Torah. And we say it specifically after the Karbanos because it's connected to the Karbanos because it's an introduction to the Teres Koyanim. It's interesting. That's a good ha'ara that l'chayv we should say before the Karbanos. I would assume the reason why we say it after the Karbanos, even though it's really an introduction to the Teres Koyanim, is because we want to learn Mikra, Mishneh, Gemara in that order. First we say the Pesukim, then comes the Mishneh, Ezem, Akayman, and then Medrash Kegemara. But ain't a chanami. It's places really where you have to know it before the limud of Karbanos. Okay, so that's what we have to say about Kal V'chaymer. The second one we'll do tonight as well. That's called Umigzeira Shavah. In addition to dashing the Torah with Kal V'chaymer, there's also a midah, the second rule is called Gzeira Shavah. Now what is a Gzeira Shavah? We're also vaguely familiar with Gzeira Shavah. Gzeira Shavah is when you have the same word or similar words in two different parashas, in two different places, and because it has a similar word or the same word, we learn out a halacha from one parasha into the other parasha, even though the halacha says explicitly only in one place, but we learn it to another place as well. We don't need examples. There are many different examples of Gzeira Shavah throughout Shas. But if it says two times in the Torah the same word, so we apply sometimes the din of one parasha to another parasha. The Gemara in Pesachim cautions us, though. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav, says, Ein Adam Dan Gzeira Shavah Me'atzmai. Very important rule. Ein Adam Dan Gzeira Shavah Me'atzmai. Unlike a Kal V'chaymer that a person can walk in and use his own seichel and say, you know, this is a chumrah applies by a davar akal. Surely by a davar achamer, you could do that on your own. You don't need a special kabbalah from your rebbe. You could think of it on your own as long as you know that there's no pircha. A gzeir shava people did not do on their own. Ein adam dan gzeir shava me'atzma. A person cannot adashin with a gzeir shava on his own. Rashi says there in Pesachim, elam kein lamda me'raboy. Unless he learned it from his rebbe. Rashi in Nida daf yutesa mevez says elam kein kibla me'raboy. Unless he was makabalah from his rebbe. Same idea, a person can only dash an Gzeira Shavah if he's lambda, if he learns it, or kibla, he was makabalit from his Rebbe. A person has to have a Masaira in order to dash an Gzeira Shavah. That's a discrepancy between a Gzeira Shavah and the Kal V'chaymer. However, Rashi in Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, teaches us that the Rabbanan took part in Gzeira Shavah as well. It's not just that they had a Masaira from the Rebbe. The Masaira was Ezoi Teva Nichtava L'Gzeira Shava. Again, Ezoi Teva, which word? Nichtava L'Gzeira Shava. That was what the Masaira was. So what is Rashi coming to tell us? So there's a Ramban that discusses this Rashi. The Ramban is not there in Kedushin. The Ramban is in Shavuos. Ramban in Shavuos, Tav Zayin Amar Aleph, brings this Rashi in Kedushin and says, he explains that Rashi is coming to tell us that even though we know Gzeira Shava needs a Masaira, you have to have accepted a Messiah from your Rebbe. But it's not true that the Gzeira Shavah is entirely learned out with the Messiah. The Messiah that you have to have from your Rebbe is, what word did the Gzeira Shavah can be learned from? Tumasai, Tumasai. It says Tumasai in one place, it says Tumasai in another place. So you have to be makama from your Rebbe that's Gzeira Shavah. B'moyadai, B'moyadai. Other places, hundreds of Gzeira Shavahs that we have in Chazal, that had to come to Messiah that you know that these two words are Gzeira Shavah. But what then we learn out from one parasha to the other, that it doesn't say in the Messiah, that the Chachamim figured out on their own, with their own Svara back and forth, exactly what to learn out. The Ramban says, Rabbanan hu demukmi lahi gzeira shava, lemai demischazi lahutfei. The Rabbanan established the gzeira shava to apply to a din that they saw fit. That was the koyach of the Chachamim in gzeira shava. So even though, as we said, there's a big difference between a gzeira shava and a kal v'chaymer, kal v'chaymer had nothing to do with Messiah. We learn it out from the pasuk in Chumash that you make a kal v'chomer, and everybody could dash on a kal v'chomer on their own. As Reb Chaim says, as long as you have enough bakiyas to know that there's no pircha, kal v'chomer you could do on your own. A gzeira shava, not only is the whole din of gzeira shava a masaira, like the Ravid pointed out, that all the next 12 of these midos is all learned out from masaira. We don't have psukim that teach it to us. It's all a Messiah that there is such a thing called the Gzeira Shava. But in addition to that, we've learned from the Gemara and Psachim that every single Gzeira Shava specifically has to be with the Messiah. But what's the Messiah? As Rashi and Kedushin tells us, the Messiah is Ezei Teva Nichtava L'Gzeira Shava. Which word is written for Gzeira Shava? But like the Ramban and Shavua says, what Rashi means to tell us is that you don't need that the entire din is a Messiah. No, the Messiah was which word was written for the Gzeira Shava. But the Rabbanan on their own were Mukmi Lahai Gzeira Shava Lamaydim Eschazi Lutfei. They decided that it should be this that this word Tomasa will teach us a certain din, or B'mayadai will teach us this certain din. Those are the examples that the Ramban brings. The Ramban brings the example of Tomasa, that's what he's going on Shavua's. There are other examples, the Gemara and Psachim is discussing B'mayadai. But you have many examples of Gzeira Shavas, and again, it was B'mesaira that there is such a thing as a Gzeira Shava. It was B'mesaira that there's a Gzeira Shava on these words, Tumasek. But what din to learn out, from which way to learn it out, and from what din, that was what the Rabbanan did on their own. So that is the klal of Kavachaymer and Gzeira Shava.